You're listening to the audio production of The House That Love Built, Why I Opened My Door to Immigrants and How We Found Hope Beyond a Broken System, by Sarah Jackson with Scott Sawyer, published by Zondervan and read by Chloe Delendez.
This story is dedicated to my family, those I have known since birth, and also to my family of strangers, those I've met, have yet to meet, and may not meet, my angels unaware. All persons depicted in this book are real. There are no composites. Some names and identifying details have been changed for their protection. Introduction. One Coke, two straws. For a tomboy kindergartner, it doesn't get any better than date night with your dad. Your cool older brother and cute baby sister are nowhere in sight. So maybe your shoes don't go with your outfit, and maybe your hair didn't get brushed the way your mom wanted, though she did her best while you fidgeted to get moving. Now sitting across from your smiling, work-weary dad, you scatter crust crumbs all over the table at his favorite pizza joint because that's the kind of exciting night it is. It doesn't matter that you each get only one slice of pepperoni because the family budget is tight ever since your talented mom homeschooled you instead of working for pay. Or that you and your dad have to split one Coke with two straws. For one night a month, you have him all to yourself. And all day long, you'd smacked your lips at the thought of that bubbly, syrupy, ice-cold Coke together. It's a feeling like no other in the world. Fast forward about 20 years. I shared a meal with another dad, one about my age, and he reminded me of my own. I met him in a migrant shelter in Mexico, just across the international border from Arizona, while on a church trip. The shelter was for men recently deported from the U.S. The dad I met looked, sounded, and spoke like a U.S. citizen. That's because he grew up in the U.S., and he'd grown up thinking he was a citizen. As an infant, Agustin had been brought to the United States by his parents, never knowing that none of his family was documented. When he was ready to get his driver's license, excited as any teen would be, his parents sat him down and told him. The news turned Agustin's world upside down. He didn't know what to do or think. He churned inside with a mixture of betrayal and a sudden fear for his family. He didn't know how to think about the future or whether he even had one. In the end, Agustin did what so many undocumented young people do. He went on with life as he'd known it. He married his sweetheart, a U.S. citizen. He started a business and hired people. He was active in his church. He and his wife had two sons, and now a daughter soon would be born. But at age 30, as he drove to pick up his boys from elementary school, he was stopped by a policeman. He was driving under the speed limit in a school zone. Agustin was arrested and handcuffed, and he was deported. The dad sitting across from me eating soup in a migrant shelter was forcibly removed from the only world he knew. He had to give up his business and say goodbye to the most precious things in his life, his two sons and his then pregnant wife, all for a lack of a piece of paper. I couldn't, or rather didn't, want to believe what I was hearing. My country wouldn't do this to someone like the guy sitting across from me. I thought everybody who married someone from the U.S. was automatically a citizen. That's how it used to be, anyway. I was convinced the guy must have done something really wrong. The words I'd heard to describe him were illegal and alien. I believed, like a lot of people, we need to make our borders harder to get through. But Agustin didn't look or talk like a dangerous or sneaky person. He talked about his wife and sons the same way all of my friends did. When it came to his 10-month-old daughter, his voice strained. He just wanted to hold her, he said. He'd never even seen her. She had been born after he was deported. I searched his eyes. My own daughter date nights with my father told me everything about my worth in the world. How were Agustin's children able to know that kind of worth if they couldn't look into his eyes? How could he be torn apart from them this way? That one moment, at a shelter full of deported men in Mexico, changed everything for me. It led me to re-examine my focus as a Christian. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments. Matthew chapter
Sample complete. Ready to continue?